anticipated to lead the meeting?
Thank you.
Reservation.
favor Harkin's recommendation that we make one last attempt to persuade them to get rid of the news. I think, however, that attempt might be timed to occur immediately prior to the start of a coup, so that if the attempt fails, it can be followed very promptly by the coup attempt. At the present time, it appears to me that we're several days away from a coup capability, and therefore that they move to send Lodge and or Harkins to discuss with them the removal of the news is not appropriate today or tomorrow. But I would personally very much favor making such a move before the coup is started. I think you might hear from
I agree. I think that General Hawkins ought to go with Lodge in view of his long experience in dealing with them over a year and a half, and the fact that the military assistance that will come ultimately from the United States side is important. But I wouldn't do it until, as Bob has said, we're ready to present them with an ultimatum in a matter of hours. So he couldn't hold the thing up and pay the security of the venture by his Lodge fee is right.
I should have added that one of my major reasons for believing it wise to make one last attempt to save CM and get rid of the news is that I see no good alternative on the horizon. I've always wondered whether Vice President Cho would be strong enough to lead a government. I doubted that he would be strong enough. And I see by one of the cables this morning that Big Men stated to the cast representative we met with him that he doubts that Cho will be satisfactory. And that leaves us with no one that I know of. As a matter of fact, I think one of the items we should discuss later this morning is the possible formation of the government. But the last cable in this morning indicates that the military leaders are now thinking of a military hunt-up. And yet, from what little I know of them, and I don't know them well, they aren't capable of running the government for long. So, for these reasons, I would make one last attempt, even though it's not likely to succeed. You say that the NFL is capable of really running the government. I guess his brother is, knew, or at least they've been able to hold together. But if all these groups that Cavagoy described are disaffected, who is it? Them has these 3 or 4 hour periods of conversation and monologue. Who is running the government?
Well, Twan is still effective, apparently. We found him to be a useful person. He has some pain, but that, I don't know how serious that is this allegation of corruption.
We have been engaged in planning on this, sir, and have papers here about possible personalities and possible jobs for them. When you were here, we'll get us that to take.
Well, is the government, who runs the government now?
Jim runs it, or did, and I think still does. He's got very peculiar working habits. He works about 18 hours a day and talks at very great length, but he reads everything. He knows virtually everything. He relies for many of his ideas on news. As the executive agent of the president, Twan is the man. And I haven't seen much on Twan in recent reports, but I guess he's still in that kitchen. He was very, very embittered against New before I left there, feeling that New's influence, and particularly my arms, was getting too strong. But he was still loyal to the president. And I think that he would continue as a very able executive officer if Jim remained as president and knew was out.
On the matter of being Jim trying to persuade Jim knew, we're dealing with a man that's being confronted with at least a big loss of position of power in the country, possibly the loss of his life. And we have to consider the alternatives that a man in that position might resort him and says, you've got to get rid of the news or else. That Jim could call on the North Vietnamese for assistance in expelling the Americans from Vietnam. And we'd have no shred of legality left with a great problem on our hands. I'm wondering whether this job of going to Jim and saying, you've got to get rid of the news, isn't for the generals to do at the moment when they're ready to move. And it does not be an American job, but this is for the generals to do. I think that we agree with Harkins that if I do that, that try to separate Jim and New is the whole point of the thing here. It might well be the whole point. I doubt very much that in such approach by large to Jim would succeed. But I think it might stimulate Jim to take actions of the most unreasonable sort and set in chain some actions that we would find far more difficult to manage than those that we have in front of us at the moment. And so I think we ought to consider whether this isn't a job for the Vietnamese to do, the generals, as a prelude to their move, rather than to have Lodge do it even as a prelude to such a move.
I think even before deciding who should approach the embassy to encourage to get rid of the news, we ought to be clear as to whether we believe it would be wise to try to save the embassy. I personally do believe so. I think this is quite contrary to the view that Ambassador Lodge expressed in the incoming cable this morning.
I think we could.
How we save him is question of tactics. I think probably they should decide out there if it's decided to try to save
him. I think the largest cable is cable being broken up into two stages. First stage, new and matter. And the second stage would be if necessary, then Jim as well. I think only third, you can't the fact that war cannot be won with the present regime. I think it's the news that makes that statement stand up. Because Jim is not the man who in the past has supported that. He has acted in a way that would support that statement.
Well, he goes on to say, since neither Zen nor any member of his family can govern the country in a way to gain the support of the people of the county. It seemed pretty clear to me that Lodge was opposed to continuing the government with the empty power. Well, I feel quite the opposite, because I see no satisfactory alternative.
Well, this might be also part of his judgment that you can't separate the two.
That, I think, is really
the nature of that combination that Paul Academy is in, like we were talking to him back in Jim.
I must say, Callenberg's conversation with Jim would leave no room for hope that this could be done by persuasion.
The point of view of our public posture is we shouldn't be much better, but the other men having everybody Reynolds represented by Lodge, because all their stories are beginning to answer. I have a looking around for something Marion Matthews.
If we take Bob's amendment through them all, we really are engaged. It seems to me we're only making an ultimatum that almost can't accept. If I understand these people at all, it cannot make me in a position of saying, okay, I'll act in 24 hours. And he's got good reason to. I mean, the reply I need time to think about this is a very plausible one. I think that's a very powerful part of Lodge's message.
I'm quite sure that operations would be a mistake to try this with Jim until the generals are really ready for whatever it is they're going to do.
This side, we would agree this would be necessary for them.
Maybe it's worm and rod and turns, an ultimatum. An ultimatum delivered from the U.S. to him about his brother doesn't seem to me to leave a good basis for much else. I agree with you that we're not going to have much of a government. On the other hand, a not much of a government is better than what we've got.
Isn't there a real sanction here for whether or not we continue U.S. support? And it seems to me one way of posing this question is whether we should tell Siam or actively the general that we could not continue U.S. support except under certain modified, different circumstances of government. It seems to me that the proper attitude, action of the U.S. government in this situation would be to tell the chief of state this directly. We could tell him at the same time that it is, which won't be news to him, but the majority of the military leaders feel the same way. And ask him what he wants.
Of course, if we really want to be in a position to withdraw, if he doesn't accept, then we, for us to go through with that, would be pretty hard to withdraw our assistance to a lot of Americans.
I think it takes a very high here. When you make that move and play it, then you have to be ready to get back to the U.S. further. Unless you want to make just a move, either not made at all or is made at the time when something else is going to happen.
I would think, Mr. President, we should ask ourselves what position we'd like to place ourselves in before we make our final decisive move. The first thing it seems to me is to be sure we have a good crew. We have that in our hip pocket, so that before we open this up, either by birth, by the ambassador, or by the general who's giving us the decision. For that reason, I'm sure for the need to get into the planning in some way. I run welcomely at the cast table this morning with Davis at least an initial entree to get a finger in his pie. Not necessarily the case for that thing already wanted. At least to find out who we're eating. The great danger of our history is that we may prematurely commit the United States to a coup run by people we don't know for objectives which we have known. So it's so important to be sure we do have a good plan supported by reliable people before we make this final move. And then I would think we'd like to be able to go to the gym with it just in our pocket, so to speak. And then we have flexibility of action to be able to do.
Well, this depends what kind of power it's down. What I was concerned about was these Americans running in, sitting down around a table with a group of Vietnamese officers and just going through an ordinary joint staff kind of
thing. No, I wouldn't raise my head at all.
Because that, I think, would be quite bad. There's another reason for us to be needing to know, and that is that we need to know what they're going to do and how much they're going to rely on us, because it would be entirely difficult in that part of the world and some other parts of the world really to plan on the basis that we're only 90% of it, and they'll come along if we succeed.
And at some point, to have partners is to look the plan, look the generals, have direct contact with them, and say, yes, this looks so terrible.
There's another question before we get into this one of them that I think Hawkins raised. What kind of expression of the signal that the general's general lock attention? What is important? I think suggestion, what is it? Nothing, maybe nice speeches cutting off all aid. That seems to be an awfully awkward signal.
I think Rufus Phillips' cable throws some more on this. Whether it was true or not, the generals, it is true that the generals feel that in 1960, the people who were launching a coup had been in contact with some Americans. Now, it's very doubtful that this was true, but the generals believe this. I think that when they talk about the cutoff of aid, they mean we want to make sure it's the U.S. government.
All right, well, what kind of a signal if we go ahead on the morning gift?
Given the prestige of the American military advisors, sir, I think not in specific terms of participating in coup plotting, the distinction the Secretary was making earlier, but I think a word of encouragement from Harkins, Timmies, and others to these key fellows will, first of all, be the assurance they're looking for. It'll be coming from men whom they respect and have worked with, as opposed to the lower level men whom they who are they.
Harkins recommend Harkins a law to recommend some sort of a signal.
Harkins recommended that you instruct Harkins to make it clear that the signal matter is a different matter.
these fence sitters, like Dan, might well be swayed by much more discreet, much vaguer comments by people like Timmy's, might well be persuaded to switch over so that the balance of forces might be vastly improved. So there really are two kinds of approaches on the military side.
Well, Dr. Locke does specifically recommend, however, in the cable that came in this morning, that he be granted the authority to announce that USA has been terminated under certain circumstances. I would hope we could avoid that. That would be very late in the game. And I would think so, Dean. And I hope we could at this time avoid granting that authority.
Is enough to shot in the arm we want to reserve when we're pretty sure we've got a coup lined up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Why does he say he wants that? That's to tell the general from the existing published statement has been stopped. We would agree and trust you for us stopped at the same time.
I think we could say about all kinds of might what lead to when the generals move, they declare a government. We continue our aid, but to that government.
Yeah. I think if it's going to be the coup, though, we ought to give them this. This is insisted upon by the generals, and we decide we're going ahead, and we ought to give them that authority.
But perhaps in the form that Dean suggested, instead of a public announcement that we've terminated aid to South Vietnam, a public announcement that we recognize the new government and are transferring aid to it.
Yeah, I don't think this is probably.
That looks almost more a matter of cahoots than if we reached an independent governmental conclusion.
We
can only give aid directly to those who are prosecuting the war and make it clear that in some way that does not mean news, just to get the point. If we do it in 6 hours after the general's announced they're in business, that's going to look much different.
No, I think he could, if there is a action by the generals, he could announce in view of the situation, the instability and all the rest of the United States is suspending its aid at this until there is an appropriate statement. That would be a very rather normal thing to do. That wouldn't be abnormal, would it?
No, we've done that in my career a couple times.
So I would think that that is it. But that's a little later on now. We've got some other matters. What about reserving this question of Zim and when the approach would be made for the time being? We've got the question of what other actions we should now take in the next 24 hours to proceed ahead on this.
I think there are two, Mr. President, we might consider. One is authorizing Harkness to endorse in a statement made under proper circumstances to one or more of the generals statements made previously to them. I would certainly recommend we self-instruct Harkness in that case. And the second is to instruct Harkness with proper caution to engage in discussions of their tactical plans.
Acquaint themselves with what they're
doing. I think final commitment, if intended upon a satisfactory plan, there's a real chance of success.
Right, well, that is you suggest, early.
But I commission for the greatest discretion.
I think we might distinguish between Harkins talking to the generals about plans and Harkins examining plans which are made to and through. Thank you.
cooperate against the Viet Cong. I'm sure they would trump up an intelligence report of a Viet Cong concentration at a certain place, and that would be the way they would do it.
Mr. President, at this time, it seems to me our instruction to Harkins would be to learn as much as he can about their tactical plans without making any commitments whatsoever for the dissipation of U.S. forces in any way.
So that he was finding out what kinds of assistance they're likely to be
doing. If we are aligned at the moment, it's got to be that their interest and our interest is that this should be their show. That's where we began.
Lloyd has asked for the authority to make this statement about aid. What else did he ask this for?
He asked for this one under item, the party to repeat the general personal
there. Yeah, just throw that right in there.
Separate from what we now have.
Yeah.
Excision 1. 86 seconds excised. John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 108, Reel 3. 19 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. 3 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 108.
Puts us in a position of where we have nothing to hide. We have certain commitments to the government, to them. We have no commitments to New. Those commitments have been altered by actions that they've taken without reference to us. And we ought to go and say they have been altered, and now we got a new set of circumstances, and we want a new deal. And if we don't get it, then we will have to change our position. So far, as justice to the generals concerned, it was the generals who approached us about it too, and not the other way in the first instance. We did give them a come on, and it does risk their necks to do it this way, I'll grant it. But I think the probabilities are that the best chance of getting what we want here, which is a stable government able to continue the war, lie in that direction. To talk to this man and to lay it right on the line as to what we can do and what we can't do and what the circumstances are under which we can function. And to do that right away.
This would be this conversation that you described would not have any reference to any military action by the general, but would merely say that we can't continue our aid on this basis.
That's right.
That doesn't seem to me, if we did it that way, I don't know, would that be a signal to him that we were involved with the general? I'm not sure it would if we said that the sanction you're going to exert would be a cutting off of the assistance and diminishing of American interest and commitment. I don't see that engaging.
We're in a context, aren't we? I already believe that he's really being told by New that we're engaged in a plot against him. I would be very hesitant to give an instruction to an ambassador who so clearly and firmly wants not to do that in a situation as edgy as that one out there.
I'm torn on that one too, but wouldn't it be well to put it up to him again?
Why? You know, I think there's every reason to explore all the options in the framework
about
the message to an ambassador.
Objectively, great difficulty we have in supporting the present government out there because of American public opinion and reactions in Congress and the international situation. But if you get to the point of this or else, then this is the kind of action signal that it seems to me precipitates action by the news against the government.
I think it's
logical.
Sure, I think it's logical intention. And continue to see him, continue to talk with him. Hattenberg is now seen for 3 hours, and
he certainly is truly ain't saying anything, Roger. I think Ambassador Dolding has a point there that if I were Jim, it would be very striking to me that the American ambassador is now talking to me three times, and granted that Jim is a monologuist, the American ambassador is not in any way.
This is, to me, one of the most difficult problems from the security aspect of the events of the operation.
But he hasn't delivered any ultimatum.
Yes, Roger said things. He said things we've been saying to him for weeks.
Compared to the way in which the argument was carried forward between Ambassador Nolan and Jim, it's a very thin discourse.
And that may be necessary, but that
Roger hasn't had any conversations with Jim either when he substituted
it. I am. When I wrote down a little piece of yellow paper in my pocket, Roger said, I would think that Jim and New together.
Lodge and Hawkins ought to go together and talk to them and do together and lay it down absolutely flat.
Say what? That if New doesn't go?
That we're not prepared to support, under present circumstances, the alienation of people and, as we consider it, the alienation of the military or parts of
it. Well, and I think that, and that's the conversation. Might be at the hour before somebody moves, because I would think Jim in that circumstance would react in all sorts of unpredictable ways.
Granted, but we have the time for exploring.
Right,
and
we're
at this stage.
that may be that the conversation Hawkins had, he may want to indicate to the generals to find out what their view is. Do they feel that both of them knew where to go? Is that their view, or is it the purpose of this action that they want to take just against New, and they'd like to have them stay? Evidently, they talk about both of them going up there.
I don't know if it's correct. Making this
would be the first thing I hope we'll learn about, but also their plans for a formation of government. I'm quite concerned about the type of structure that they will set up and the personalities that will participate in that structure.
He's the right man to probe into that.
He's the right man to start to learn about the plan.
To say that everyone should be dealing with the structure of government and put that at the table of the ambassador.
Yes, I didn't mean to imply that should be in the instruction to Harkins, but I think that he will automatically learn more about that than anyone else,
well,
because
he will our curiosity about the character of the succession again. That's really what you're saying.
Yes.
I mean, look, the other thing that General Taylor says, Mr. President, I think is important. In saying to Harkins that he can say to the generals that what they're hearing on the side channel is U.S. policy, as Harkins understands it, he ought to couple that with a comment that we're talking about something that works and not about just use a light fuse and wheels and set off the firecracker.
Yes, we're for you. We're back to you to get news and the news, but we want to see first your plan and really who's behind this thing before we can.
What about this?
Do we want to put it in those terms that we're only for you when we've approved a go-ahead thing?
No, we're for you. We're for the objective. We're back to you to do this thing. But before we tell you what we do, you will have to show us what you intend to do.
Now, what about the we ought to have it. In other words, Hawkins and Lloyd ought to understand the limitations so that they communicate to the generals, so we don't have one of these things where the generals move and then under the assumption that the United States is going to do something which we're not going to do, such as land forces, use helicopters. We ought to probably have them.
Let's go right back.
Excision 1. 8 seconds excised.
But that's right. It shouldn't be dependent, in other words, upon an American military action. They'd love to shoot us up.
On this point that both Harkins and Lawrence make, that we can't win the war with this present situation. I must say that the situation in the Congress on this subject is getting worse and worse and very rapidly. It's not just a case now of Mansfield, we know it is like this on the stage of business. We're feeling that we're up to our hips in the mud out there. We have no real basis on which we ask our public to get shot. I think the morale of the Congress has dropped very fast. It's going to get increasingly so as this thing goes on. And this is where I don't know whether you get the same impression, Mr. Passford. But you don't get the same. I don't know.
Well, I know the morale of Congress is always a sensitive thing. The fact of the matter is there aren't many, nobody likes to have anybody killed, but I mean, they're just. We're losing 3,500 a year on the accidents. We lost 100 in Vietnam. So, but I know that everybody's mad at this situation. But I don't. They'll be madder if South Vietnam goes down the drain, just like China is. Everybody's mad at Chiang Kai-shek until it's too late. I think this question of whether how we tell Hawkins and Lawrence to go to CCM and when, I think that's. We ought to explore to have them consider that some more and give them what would seem to us to.
The thought, I think, Mr. President, seems to be a very good one. There should be an eyes on it lodged in the Secretary, which would outline the varying angles with which we have not decided this. Different arguments being put forth, not attributed to individuals. We need to know what you think about timing, about format, about whether your own reluctance really relates to everything, and just give him an essay. We have that much time, and get an essay back, because I don't think anyone wants to do this today, except no.
It seems to me there's quite a difference in the argument pro and con if you're talking about going today or going after you really have a crew pretty well lined up with you at some conflict.
That's right. This is, and I feel very strongly that it's in the second contingency you try this, given what Jim has already said about new in the last few days. I think
it's likely he's got a lot of them.
I think it's more likely that new would cut Jim's throat than that Jim would cut new's throat. Far more than.
Excision 2. 10 seconds excised.
And that Madame New has not been seen for several days. I'm not speculating where she is.
Where do they think she is?
Or she just hasn't been in public in here, hasn't been seen in public.
All right, let's get this. Why I think that obviously if they go to CTM, it's got to be just completely United States can't continue with no suggestions.
talks in the department, generally, I think Fritz is in a little bit of a state of mild shock. He keeps coming full circle. I mean, he keeps answering his own arguments and comes out with zero. And this doesn't help us. We
send us
a motion to make a decision.
Jim, personally.
He did a fine job out there.
I must say, I haven't had that impression, because it seems to me he's been rather consistent over the last 3 or 4 days. He doesn't agree with what we're doing. I think that's his
view. Don't you feel his own personal commitment to Jim?
Yeah, but I will say that I think that I heard all this stuff about Jim 2 years ago, and Nolding said no, he thought this was the right, and I think the events of the last 2 years have been, until 2 or 3 months ago, I thought, made Nolding look pretty good. It made the press look lousy.
Yes, but we're annoying them. Nolding now basically agrees that the present situation can't end this war.
No, but he does think, based on his judgment, he is, that it's possible that Zim will get rid of the new.
One more talk with Jim himself. But he's had these talks. He's had half a dozen on
the I don't think anybody's going to ask them, given that his religious background, everything, would much rather go into isolation himself and say the hell with it than it would be. Get rid of his brother and his brother-in-law, which would be a terrible confession of his own inadequacy. If he got rid of them, I think that'd be a pretty tough one to take. Somebody come and give you an ultimatum. That's why I don't think it would work, but I don't think we ought to. Hawkins thinks it's worth it. Get a lot of time on his building, so I'd
get a fairly discursive telegram out that would lie on this.
You want to see
the I'd like to see it, just because it may have.
Sure.
And then we'll see.
There can be three then, Mr. President. We want from General Taylor to convey your instruction that we've talked about. One, conveying the sense of the meeting on 112. One, discursive.
I was actually suggesting that the instruction to Harkins come officially from the president to Lodge to Harkins. We're getting a little twisted here in our lines, and I think it's appropriate that we follow that command channel.
Oh, I'm not sure. How would you think of a joint message?
Joint
State Defense message or a joint...
I think this ought to come right from the President to the Ambassador to instruct the Harkins to do that.
I don't think we did twist the line. It seems to be
if there's a little bit of a problem out there, I'm sure, Mac, and when we're instructing someone to go to the generals to relay the official point of view of the U.S. government, I think it ought to go through the ambassador front of the president.
thought that, you know, I watched television all we got this, because of this press in America, so I'm always interested in what comes over. It seemed to me that your treatment of the issue was sort of almost sarcastic, and as it is an issue in which we really need public support, if you recall, I happened to watch both programs. I saw one Huntley brings, and I watched your show, and then...
This is known as the call to